I met with students Sochi Martinez from Gustavus, Zoe Guild from Anchorage, Catherine Leinberger from Bethel, Corbin Storms from Unalakleet, Joe Chesnowski from Tok, Laura Ekba from Minto, and Regina Pingiak-Simon from Chivac. I asked them,
how important is it to have foods from your own culture here at Mount Edgecombe High School?
I grew up eating all different sorts of kind of native foods, from salmon eggs to fermented walrus flipper to seal oil. For me, eating the traditional foods is kind of a sense of like community, and having a meal together is very intimate. Like, you get to know more about yourself and more about like the people surrounding you, and everyone likes eating.
Sometimes we get food from the interior. My grandma, she boxed up some dry meat and she sent it to me. Dry meat is cut up moose into strips and it's hanged, and you could put like pepper or anything on it, or you could just dry it plain, and it tastes beautiful.
I know that I crave native food a lot more when I'm homesick.
The students have a chance to try native foods from all over the state. Sometimes the same ingredients can produce very different results.
I'm really sorry for anyone from Southeast, but your guys' sea oil tastes horrible. Southeast sea oil is weak.
I grew up in Anchorage, and I'm not Alaska native, so I didn't get to grow up on any of these foods. And I tried all sorts of things. Seal oil was probably the most exotic thing I had tried. It was fermented seal oil, and that was pretty interesting at first. I was like, oh man, I don't know. But it didn't kill me, and I ended up liking it at the end.
Salmon eggs were what led me to the Mount Edgecombe Culture Room. For many of the students, especially those from the interior, salmon eggs are not part of the traditional diet. But when I asked the students which was their favorite native food, most of them agreed.
My favorite that I've had here was caviar. It tastes wonderful, and I just pile as much as I could on one pilot bread cracker, and I just stuff it in my face.
Mine's the same as Laura. The thing that I most enjoyed from the culture room is the caviar, just because it's unlike anything that I've really ever had, and it was my first time having it here also.
I'm kind of a picky eater. My roommate over there is nodding. Something that I like but I didn't like when I tried it was caviar. And so I'm thinking about it now, and it's sitting on the table. It's like, I really want to eat that.
Miss Blossom had a big jar of caviar that the students prepared set out on the table with a box of pilot bread crackers. The interview ended in a feast. In Sitka, I'm Rich McClear.